I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is The Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of The Daily Ticket. It's Monday. It's the 22nd. It's 2024. It's officially NFL Draft Week. Thursday, Hart Plaza, downtown Detroit. All the nation will be watching us. That's right. Where are you going to be? I asked this on Friday, but come see me. I'm going to be at the Buffalo Wild Wings on Thursday and Friday, potentially Wednesday as well. But the Buffalo Wild Wings, I'll be walking around. I hope to see you all down there. Let me know where you're going to be specifically. I'll come see you. We'll get you on the Daily Ticket. I'll carry the StreamYard around. That's what I record every episode on. Let's do an episode Thursday night to watch on Friday, to listen on Friday at the draft. I'll get all y'all in it. So let me know, comment section, where you're going to be hanging out. I'll come visit you or come visit me at the Buffalo Wild Wings on Thursday and Friday, but I can't wait. It's going to be fun. I'm really interested to see how it all goes down. How many people you think are actually going to go downtown? Are you going to be able to park anywhere? You're going to spend most of your time in a bar or try to get by the stage. There's going to be concerts. There's going to be games. There's going to be all kinds of different little booths set up. I actually saw from Will Birchfield, guy that works with us, over at 97.1 The Ticket, 97.1theticket.com. Read his stuff. He's really good. But he threw out a tweet over the weekend. I think it was yesterday or maybe it was the day before. All the utility boxes in downtown Detroit have been dressed up as former or current Detroit athletes. I saw Chauncey Billups. I saw Gordie Howe. I mean, it's really cool here. Let me see if I can find this for you very quickly. I thought it was really neat. Great idea. Okay, so if you're watching on YouTube, look, there's an LK Line one right there. Barry Sanders, of course, that looks cool. Gordie Howe, Mr. Hockey, Mr. Big Shot. I mean, those are really cool. Oh, Turkey Stearns, right there too. I mean, that's really cool. I love that. I think it, as you walk down the streets of Detroit over the weekend, you look at the utility boxes, and there's going to be a lot going on. But you're going to say to yourself, oh, wow, he played here? Oh, he played here? People that come from out of town, and there will be a lot of out-of-towners that are making their way to downtown Detroit for the weekend. I mean, it's cool that we can show them our history in sports. Here's the other thing. The Tigers are going to be playing as well. Thursday, they don't play. Friday, they have a 1 o'clock game. Saturday, I want to say their game's at 6 o'clock. So on Saturday, you can go down for day 3 of the draft, take it all in, and then hit up the Tiger game at night. It's going to be pretty sweet. As you see my daughter walk behind me. Say hello, Olive. There you go. Say hello. Are you excited about the NFL draft? Okay. Well, thank you for stopping by. It's been a pleasure. Anyway, so the next couple episodes of The Daily Ticket are going to be all about the draft, obviously. What will the Lions do? What's going to go on in downtown Detroit? So we'll hit all of that in the next couple episodes as we get ready for a massive experience in Detroit with the NFL draft. But today, I have to bring this to you. And this was not my intention. And this is not my fault. If you've ever listened to me on the radio, you know over the years I've been kind of a Stafford hater. All right? Everybody loved Matthew Stafford. And I constantly was one of the few people that went on the radio and said, listen, I'm not impressed by his 12 years in Detroit simply because he didn't win anything. And the expectations were not as they are now. Like Sheila Ford at the unveiling uniform party the other day came out and said, one of our goals is to hoist the Lombardi. That was never the goal when Stafford was here. It was win a playoff game. Can you do it once? And he went to 3 playoff games. So I soured on Matthew First half of his career, I was a big fan. Second half of his career, not so much, because he just didn't get the job done. But yet, he had so many defenders. Anytime you said even a bad word about Matthew, you were just confronted with a whole bunch of people that wanted to kick your butt. How dare you talk bad about Matthew Stafford? So that, of course, soured me more. So I admit it. I'm a tad of a hater. I totally admit that. With that being said, I wasn't going to talk about this because I didn't know this existed. So we're doing a show on Friday night. It's me and Woj. And I get this ticket text, and it says, I want Rieger's reaction to the Matthew Stafford documentary. And again, I didn't know this existed. So I text him back. He piqued my interest. Matt Stafford documentary, you say? What is that? Next thing you know, within minutes, I had it in my phone. It was on YouTube. It's about 45 minutes. It's all about Stafford's season last year with the Rams. Coming back from the injury to getting injured again to the really impressive season that he had that ended up losing to the Lions on Sunday Night Football and Super Wild Card Weekend. I mean, nobody expected the Rams to be there. And of course, the script made it possible that we got Lions-Rams. When you do think about how ridiculously of a coincidence that was, yes, I kind of believe maybe there's a little bit of script to it. Anyway, it was one of my favorite games of all time, probably one of your favorite games of all time. You remember it well. It was frigid, so fucking cold outside. It was on Sunday Night Football. I've never been around an atmosphere that has been louder or more electric in my life. It was so unbelievable. But the biggest surprise of the evening was booing Matthew Stafford. When Stafford came on the field, Lions fans, and I'm so proud of him, you booed the shit out of him. And it was fantastic. Mainly because it wasn't about Stafford anymore. It was about you. It was about finally having a home playoff game. It was about winning said home playoff game. It was about checking off another negative off the old history list. I mean, you won the division for the first time in 30 years. Why not win a playoff game for the first time in 32 years, right? So I was so elated when fans booed Matthew Stafford. It wasn't personal. It was business, Matthew. You left. We got over you. Took a little bit of time. Supported you for a long time. This city did. So I'm not going to play you a lot of cuts. There was only one cut that stuck out. And I got to be honest, I didn't watch the whole thing. 45 minutes is a bit much for a team I don't care about at all. But of course, I fast forwarded to the last 10 minutes or so, and it was all about the playoff game. There was one piece of audio that I wanted to play for you, and then we have to react to it. Because I now have a question that I asked on the radio over the weekend, and I was kind of surprised by the reaction. But first, let's take a listen. You can watch this yourself on YouTube. It's the Matthew Stafford documentary. This is about playing in Detroit one last time. Take a listen.
Walk through the tunnel for the first time, like I always do before games, kind of just peek outside, see what's going on. I've been there so many times in my life. It's a different feeling, and I loved it.
All my poor friends, I was like, yeah, let's walk. We're going to be fine. It was miserable. Absolutely freezing.
It's cold.
But I did that because it was the same walk I always used to make.
Matthew Stafford returns to the Motor City with the Los Angeles Rams.
Booed the shit out of me, which was cool.
When he was booed coming out, it was a good closure for me to be like, I want to kind of rip their hearts out.
Fired me up to go out there and try and throw for 400 and a bunch of touchdowns and let them know what they were missing.
All right, so a couple quick things about that. First of all, the scene where Stafford is running out of the tunnel and he gets booed and he's like, oh yeah, bring it. I love that. It's cool. I love his reaction, and I love the reaction of Lions fans. They understood what that night meant. It wasn't about number 9 anymore. No, it was about number 16. It was about Goff. Remember the Jared Goff chance? And they booed Stafford a ton. And by the way, I love that Stafford's like, they booed the shit out of me. I thought that was cool. Like, he knew what he was getting. Or maybe he didn't, but he found out pretty quickly. Then Kelly Stafford, of course, the wife of Matthew, said, oh, yeah, you know, we kind of wanted to rip their hearts out. Of course you did. We understand. But the quote that got me was Stafford at the very end saying, I just wanted to show them what they're missing. Throw for 400 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Okay.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Do I expect you to be annoyed? Maybe just a little bit. Aggravated? No. Angry? Of course not. Pissed off? No way. But it's a little annoying of a comment, isn't it? I want to show them what they're missing. Matthew, you were here 12 years. You asked to get traded. Everybody understood. We know what we're missing. A guy that couldn't win a big game. A guy that, when it mattered the most, in the biggest moments, fell short. Now, congratulations. He went on to win a Super Bowl with the Los Angeles Rams. But he did nothing special here. And now I do feel that Lions fans understand that. The stats, a lot of them were garbage and come from behind. And in this era, don't impress all that much. But I do believe our relationship, I'm going to speak for you because I'm not going to speak for myself. You know I'm a hater. But your relationship with Matthew Stafford was kind of like a relationship with a woman or guy, whatever, that you love. Relationship lasts a long time, 12 years. Probably know you're not going to get married, though. 12 years, it lasts a long time. And you love that person. You do. You love them until that person leaves you. And you're heartbroken. You still cheer for that person in their future endeavors. But then a funny thing happens. You get yourself a better person. And then you realize how happy you can truly be. You realize what true happiness is, which is, of course, going to the NFC title game. And all of a sudden, you don't care about that other person anymore, or at least not as much. And that other person, of course, is Matthew Stafford. And let's not forget, you supported the hell out of that guy. He left Detroit. You should have wanted the Rams to lose because them losing would have helped you draft pick wise. But you cheered for him. The majority of you did all the way to the Super Bowl. They made these t-shirts, the Detroit Rams. You could not have been better fans for a guy that had left you. I don't think that was going to happen in any other city ever. But here it happened. And then he stepped to the podium. And this was not in the dock. But it was embarrassing, I think, for Matthew because he was asked by Corey Woods. Great question from MLive. Matthew, I understand it's tough to lose, but you gotta feel good for these fans that have been through hell for pretty much their entire life watching the Lions. And Matthew's reaction was, I feel good for the players. He turned his back on you. He didn't care about you. And if you want to say it was in the heat of the moment after losing a tough game, maybe I'll buy that a little bit. But that comment told me everything I needed to know about number 9. And I love the fact that you booed him. So now I have another question. And I asked this on the radio. And I want you to answer it if you'd be so kind. You still love the guy? Like, is Matthew Stafford still a top 3 Lion in your mind? For the longest time, it was Barry, it was Calvin, it was Matthew. Now it's still Barry. Duh. One of the greatest running backs ever. The most electrifying, the most prolific. I mean, there's a reason he has a statue outside of Ford Field. The guy was amazing. Calvin's probably still up there too. But Calvin's a Hall of Famer. I don't think Matthew's going to be a Hall of Famer. And before you want to argue with me, I just don't think he will be. I was looking on Football Reference because I had this argument on the radio as well over the weekend. Football Reference does this great Hall of Fame monitor where they take the average Hall of Fame quarterback, they give them a number, and then they give Matthew Stafford a number. So Matthew Stafford's Hall of Fame monitor number is 79.01, okay? The average Hall of Fame quarterback is 103.58. Matthew Stafford is nowhere close to being a Hall of Famer. Furthermore, the guy doesn't have individual awards. If you're a Hall of Fame quarterback, you're an all-pro. You go to the Pro Bowl multiple times. You're the best of your generation or the best of your era. Stafford doesn't have any of those things. I looked it up. Stafford's awards. He won the 2011 Comeback Player of the Year. In 2012 through 2022, missed a couple years, he was ranked a top NFL 100 player. He got 0.01 shares of MVP votes in 2023. Made two Pro Bowls, and he was a player of the week four different times, twice in 2009 and twice in 2021. He's not a Hall of Famer. Now, if he wins another Super Bowl, there's only one quarterback that has won two Super Bowls that has been left out of the Hall of Fame. So I do believe he'll get in if he wins another big game, but I don't think that's going to happen. He even said in the doc himself, he's like, my goal is to get a gold jacket. And to do that, I got to win Super Bowls. But he's not going to be a Hall of Famer. Kelvin was. You get all kinds of Lions now that you love to death because they're good. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Aiden Hutchinson, Jared Goff. Your GM, sensational. Brad Holmes, your coach is fantastic. Dan Campbell, you love your owner, Sheila Ford Hamp. I think we forgot about Matthew Stafford. After watching the documentary, that was the first question that popped in my head. Do you still love this man like you used to love this man? Or is it kind of like the love of a previous relationship before you knew what true happiness actually was? I don't think you love this guy anymore. Like when he comes back to town next year, in a regular season game, is he going to get a video tribute? I don't think he should, but he probably will. I heard somebody mention he deserves a statue out at Ford Field once his playing career is done. That seems absolutely ridiculous to me. I'm curious what you think. Do you still love this man? He's been the one guy in Detroit that is so celebrated but didn't win anything. And before you say, well, there's others, Miguel Cabrera went to two World Series. He won playoff games, plus he won the Triple Crown. Calvin Johnson didn't win anything, but he's a legitimate Hall of Famer. I don't think we just went over this, Matthew Stafford is. Justin Verlander did not win anything, with the exception of what? The MVP, the Cy Young, the Rookie of the Year, went to the World Series twice. Matthew Stafford didn't do any of that stuff. And the bar for him was much lower. He didn't have to do that stuff. He just had to win a playoff game. Or maybe just go to another playoff game. But yet, you were a great fan. You loved him. So I'm so curious. And I understand maybe only my mind would think of this question. Do you still love the guy? Do you still cherish him? Is he still a top three or five Lion to you? Can you answer it? Because I did this on the radio, and you won't believe how many people said no over him. Now, there were still a lot of people that called in and said, oh, no, we love Matthew. He was tough. And you're right. He was tough. He was unbelievably tough. Like, even in that doc, if you watch it during the Lions game, like, just to come back from the rib injury that he came back from, at one point he hit his thumb on a helmet. I think it was a Lee McNeil. I'm not quite sure. Tough dude. Very tough guy. And he's very charitable, by the way, too. Like, he did a lot for the city of Detroit. Gave a lot of his time, gave a lot of his money, which we're thankful for. But overall, football, just talking football, do you still love him like you used to? And does that comment, I want to show them what they're missing, annoy you at all? Just from the standpoint, like, Matthew, we know, dude. We know what we're missing. We're much happier, okay? We're so much happier now than we ever were. I don't think you can dispute that. All right, beat you in the postseason, went on to beat Baker Mayfield in the postseason, went all the way to the NFC Championship game, and now who knows what the ceiling is. It's very high, okay? The Lions are Super Bowl favorites for crying out loud. You got the owner saying our goal is to hoist the Lombardi. Nothing like that ever happened when Matthew was here. Not blaming him, but he deserves just a little bit of the blame, doesn't he? Just a little slice of the pie, don't you think? So let me know, do you still love this guy? Anyway, let's get to some comments and then go enjoy your Monday, all right? If anybody actually enjoys Mondays. Friday's podcast was all about the new uniforms. Thank you guys for watching and reacting. It was labeled Back in Black, kind of like the AC/DC song. I love the black uniforms. I think they're really good looking. They're really sharp. The black unis, the Honolulu blue helmet, the black lion, the black stripe down the center. It's a good look. Let me read a couple comments and then let's go. At Mike Snow, see you downtown, big dog. Hyped. There you go. I'll see you, Mike Snow, at Twisted Zach 2830. Taking my boys down to see round one. See y'all there. Beautiful. Tell me where you're going to be. How about this one? At Mr. D, hashtag BH9BU. Yuck. All in capitals with an exclamation. And he got a like. So apparently he's not the only one that doesn't like the new uniforms. What else do I have for you? At Keisha Smith, 7851. The black uniform is fire with four fire emojis. I would agree. How about this one? At Jesse Poquette, 2017. The blue helmet with the black lion is sick. I would agree with you. At Brian Lucen, 3262. The black one sucks. Looks like the Carolina Panthers. That comment got a couple replies. At Jake Koch says, yes, they are black. Other than that, not even close. And then at Clinton Emir, do you ever Google anything? First, the Lions have had black uniforms. And second, the unis don't look like Carolinas at all. L-M-A-F-O. That means laughing my fucking ass off. So that's some of the reaction to the podcast on Friday. What about reaction to today's podcast? Do you still love Matthew Stafford like you used to? And I know you're probably wondering, like, where does this question come from? It's so out of the blue. It's so random in, like, April. Like, what the hell? It's because I watched the Matthew Stafford doc. And he had the comment. I just want to show them what they're missing. Talking about you. I thought it was annoying, but whatever. But I just don't think people love him like they used to. He was a placeholder for your love until you legitimately got better and are now actually happy. So let me know what you think, and we'll catch you tomorrow on the Daily Ticket. All about the draft in the upcoming days. Very psyched for this event. Don't forget, let me know where you're going to be specifically. I'll come see you. Or come see me at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll get together. We'll have a beer. Sound good? Smoke a joint. Can we do that there? I think we can do that. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Thank you for interacting and reacting. You guys are the best. And if you'd be so kind, follow, subscribe, rate, review, all that kind of good stuff for a podcast. If you don't want to, I don't blame you. All right. We'll catch you tomorrow. See ya.